What you believe about the beginning shapes what your hope is for the end in significant ways. The Bible ties the two together remarkably.
Dr. Tom Egger making the case for the biblical account of creation at the 2025 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
The Bible confesses the God of Israel and confesses Jesus Christ as the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And what we believe about how he brought about the beginning, I think, ultimately shapes or impacts our confidence and proclamation of what to expect about the end.
For an online contribution of $300 by Holy Cross Day, September 14th, we'll send you a link to video and audio recordings of Dr. Egger's teaching and all of this year's conference presentations. Find out more at issuesetc.org or by calling 618-223-8385.
Holy God, holy and most gracious Father,
have mercy on us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Reading from the Gospel of Luke, the 19th chapter. And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." And he was teaching daily in the temple. The chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people were seeking to destroy him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging on his words. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father be unto all of you, in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Hypocrisy, half-hearted arrogance has no place in the house of prayer, but reverence and cry for mercy is the right behavior to come to the Holy God, to hear His word, for this is the only one thing needful. Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem. He wept over it because of her sin and the divine judgment that the world that would fall upon it. While Jerusalem is called the city of God and of His people, she was not keeping with His divine call. Then Jesus entered into the temple. For all we know, the temple was set apart for sacred purpose. It is a place where God promised to dwell with His people. It is the center of worship. God would serve His people through this temple. But Jesus saw that the temple was abused, desecrated, and corrupted. Religious leaders and those managing the temple was taking advantage, using God's temple for selfish gain. Every year, the people of God were required to offer sacrifices and pay tax for the support of the temple. But the priests with their Levites would only accept the shekel as offering and payment. So that Jews who come from a far distance would have to change their currency to shekel, the local currency acceptable in the temple. Money changers sat in the temple courts, but with high profit. The Jews were required to bring unblemished animals for the sacrifice at the temple, but those who traveled from a far distance would buy the animals available for a set of price at the temple, and so profit were very high. God's temple, which was the place of worship and prayer, was desecrated and became a house of trade. It was desecrated for selfish gain by corrupt religious leaders, the priests, the scribes, and the principal of men that managed the temple. But behind the buying and selling of animals that brought down the wrath of God upon the people was the sin of greed that corrupted the temple. There was much hypocrisy in the holy place of worship. And so Jesus was angry with a whip of cords in his hand. He drove them all out of the temple with sheep and oxen. He poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he said to them, "It is written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." Jesus loves all the people that came to the temple, but he hates the way they act in the house of prayer. Jesus' anger in turning the tables of the money changers drove their sheep and oxen is a way to discipline them and teach them the way they should behave in the house of prayer. Jesus' action in the temple is against the desecration of the temple. And now, he is restoring to its holy purpose. Jesus then put the temple to its proper use, teaching daily amidst increasing opposition from the authorities. Our text says, and he was teaching daily in the temple. He is replacing now the sacrificial worship with spiritual worship, for he is now serving the people, teaching them. The popular sacristy prayer of Martin Luther says, and I quote, "Lord God, you have appointed me as a pastor and bishop in your church. But you see how unsuited I am to meet so great and difficult a task. If I had lacked your help, I would have ruined everything long ago. Therefore, I call upon you. I wish to devote my mouth and my heart to you. I shall teach the people. I myself will learn and ponder upon your word. Use me as your instrument, but do not forsake me. For if ever I should be on my own, I would easily wreck it all." Amen. Quote, unquote. God used Luther, Martin Luther, to restore the true gospel when the church was desecrated by greed of power and mammon. In AD 70, the magnificent temple was destroyed and never rebuilt again. For Jesus is now the new temple. He is the high priest and the true sacrifice. He was abused with a whip until his death, but 3 days after was raised to life. In him, we have forgiveness, we have salvation and life. The blood he shed on the cross paid the price of our sins once and for all. Saint Paul says in his epistle, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. We deserve curse for our sins. Yet Jesus died to free us from the curse of the law. In our place, he was hung on the cross and suffered under God's wrath and zeal. He carried all our sins in the temple of his body on the cross. The house of prayer is the place where we were brought in infancy for holy baptism, where we were confirmed into the family of God. Here we see Jesus as the temple and sacrifice. He is the sacrifice that brings us to the holy God. His body and blood was offered on the cross for us, as he promised to us in the Lord's Supper. May God keep you in the true knowledge of him and our Savior, and make us ever in sincerity of heart, devoted and consecrated to him. And now, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
I cry to you, O Lord. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. My mouth is filled with your praise. Every day I will bless you. By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness. Bless the Lord, O my soul. He redeems your life from the pit. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let us pray. Merciful Lord, cleanse and defend your church by the sacrifice of Christ. United with him in holy baptism, give us grace to receive with thanksgiving the fruits of his redeeming work and daily follow in his way. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, it is your gracious will that your children on earth live together in harmony and peace. Defeat the plans of all those who would stir up violence and strife. Destroy the weapons of those who delight in war and bloodshed. And according to your will, end all conflicts in the world. Teach us to examine our hearts, that we may recognize our own inclination toward envy, malice, hatred, and enmity. Help us by your word and spirit to search our hearts and to root out the evil that would lead to strife and discord, so that in our lives we may be at peace with all people. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your Son, that you have affected this night all our nature, and I pray that you keep this day also from sin and every evil, that all my deeds of life may please you. For it is your way I accepted myself, my body and soul of all things, that your holy angel will be with you, that the evil foe may have no power over you.
Let us bless the Lord. The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.